There are renewed calls for another review into Queensland's foster care system after a foster father was charged with the murder of schoolgirl Tiali Palmer. The 12-year-old's body was found on the banks of a river in southeast Queensland last November, sparking a prolonged investigation and some changes to the out-of-home care system. A 56-year-old man has now been charged with the girl's murder and interfering with a corpse. He's expected to face a hearing later today. A 19-year-old man has also been charged with perjury, attempting to pervert the course of justice, and incest. The foster care sector says the case will be thoroughly examined, but it says the system is already highly regulated. From Brisbane, Catherine Gregory reports.
Queensland's foster care sector has been subject to multiple reviews, and now child protection body Bravehearts is calling for another.
These are the most vulnerable children in Queensland. The real question is, what did we know about this family?
Hetty Johnston says there needs to be a full investigation into how foster parents Rick and Julen Thorburn were allowed to care for 12-year-old Tiali Palmer. Rick Thorburn has been charged with murdering Tiali.
Look, I would hope with all of the inquiries and all of the work being done in Queensland around foster care systems that they were properly vetted. That's what we hope. If it's any different to that, then every Queenslander has every right to be totally outraged and call for someone's head over this.
Tiali was reported missing. Her body was found a week later in November on the banks of the Pimpama River in southeast Queensland. It sparked a review by the Queensland Family and Child Commission into children missing from out-of-home care. Now, schools must electronically notify caregivers as soon as a child is missing, and police don't need permission from child safety authorities to start searching. The Child Safety Minister, Shannon Fentiman, says the government is still implementing all of the Commission's recommendations. But State Opposition Leader Tim Nicholls wants the Commission to look at the system again.
The opposition has been concerned for some time about the way the childcare system operates, and we've suggested changes. In terms of the foster care system, that will no doubt be something that will be examined by the Child and Family Services Commission. It should be investigated by the Child and Family Services Commission.
But Miss Johnston from Bravehearts points out child protection and foster care systems are under a lot of pressure.
The departments are having to remove children from completely unsafe situations, and they have very few options of where to place those children. And so think that it can happen that they are placed in the foster carers that fall into the second category.
The foster care sector is in shock. It says the system of foster care approvals is stringent and comprehensive. Lindsay Wagner is the head of Peak Care, an independent child protection body in Queensland.
The process of becoming approved as a carer is quite a demanding, rigorous process. So if something has not happened as it should have happened, then of course we would be concerned. I think it also shows that no system can be completely foolproof. Another tragedy that would occur is if suddenly all foster carers are placed under some kind of suspicion.
That was Lindsay Wagner from Peak Care with Catherine Gregory.